open letter to the people who hold the fate of my son in their hands. When a parent loses a child, their world stops. It is the closest thing to experiencing your own death while still living and breathing. But you are living and breathing, so you carry on. And time keeps going by. Time that can heal most wounds, but not all.
On February 26, 2014, in Meridian, Mississippi, Ray Andriacchio's son was found dead in his apartment from a single gunshot wound to the head. His death was ruled a suicide when all signs pointed to foul play.
They say when you have a child die that you join the club, a club that no one wants to be a member of. And when you have a child murdered, you become a member of a club that is much smaller and comes with its own unique challenges.
Despite the fact that there were other people in the apartment that day, each with a different story about what happened, despite lies and substantial evidence to suggest his death was a homicide, law enforcement has not once deviated from their ruling.
One challenge that I did not expect and should not have expected was the fight to find justice for my child. Years filled with sadness, overwhelming grief, frustration, disbelief, disillusionment, and anger. A roller coaster of emotions that was only made worse by the incessant waiting, and waiting, and more waiting.
But when Meridian police called a stop, a family who knew better refused to give up. And for the years that followed, their lives became a search for the truth.
Today, we decided the waiting was over. We could not sit by any longer and hope that people would do the right thing. Hope that somehow justice would prevail. My son's name is Christian Shane Andriacchio. He was 21 years old when he was murdered. Christian's story needs to be told.
From Black Mountain Media and Tenderfoot TV, this is Culpable. Listen to the first two episodes on June 17th.